This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-Bag today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check, check, check. Boom, 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 boom. So, I'm a behind-the-scenes situation right here. This board that I'm working off of, it's not calibrated properly when it comes to audio, right?
Oh, no.
No.
So all this time, I really don't know if my mix is really mixing or if it's off. So right now, I feel like I'm screaming. I don't know.
It's good.
You sound good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just letting you know, man. Just letting you know. Okay, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day, which we do every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, especially this weekend, at Lucky Lucius P on social media, because I probably won't be leaving the couch. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all. We find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Probably leave the couch to wash the car and then maybe walk the dogs. That's about it. I ain't going anywhere else. But our winner and champ, it's a little man right here, is getting his blood drawn. And he's scared of needles, so it's mind over matter in this situation. I believe it's day 3 for him.
You're gonna stay very still for me, okay?
Oh yeah, out. Okay. What the heck, bro?
Okay.
Ready? Oh.
Grab his
hand. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
All right.
Do
don't
it.
Touch it. Here, let
do
me
it. Just do it.
Just do it. Just okay,
do
it. Here we go.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
Look at me.
Straight tears coming out of his eyes as he's saying, yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
I love that little man.
Yeah, man. All right, let's see what we got next for you boys. Friday situation. Charles Barkley. Y'all seen Charles Barkley call out the Knicks?
I haven't seen the clip, but I have read some of the quotes. It seems like he went pretty scorched.
Yeah, he came after him. At least this is the one I have here. Let's see.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world.
In the world. Y'all hear that?
Yeah,
in the world. Stupidest damn people in the world.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
The memes are just getting outrageously hilarious. I saw one that said the Knicks called ESPN to ask about Stephen A. Smith as a possible head coaching candidate. They turned him down, too. It's just one after another. I love that Charles Barkley, though. There's some Carl Anthony Towns in there.
What?
Little oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Little zest. You said Charles got a little zest on him?
That's what I heard. It might have just been the Coors Light.
Okay. What else we got? Oh, this has been sitting in my folder for a second. You know how we had that that parrot that sang Let the Bodies Hit the Floor a long time ago?
Yeah.
We got another parrot right here singing Alicia Keys. This is not one. I just want to get this out of the way. Yeah, that's a bird. I just want to let you know.
That is wild.
It's scary how they can mimic us.
That bird is on fire.
That bird is on fire!
That is terrific.
Let's see what else we got for you, boy. Hey, for Polo! That's for you, Polo. I got some more for you, too, bro. Stick around. Okay, I got a text from Bobby Belt about 2:51 today. Nah, maybe a little later, but it was during the 2:50 segment. What was going on during the 2:50 segment, fellas?
Biggest L, biggest dub.
Biggest
yeah, that's
L,
right.
Biggest dub. My man Eric in his bag talking face-to-face with the Tolos, in a sense. And Bobby Belt texted me and said he was trolling the hell out of Eric.
Did.
On that Damn fan it. Text.
Damn it, Bobby.
Yeah, he also sent me like a little compilation.
Oh, did he now?
Of all the times that he's basically kind of trolled you.
Oh,
check
geez.
This out.
Biggest dub in the 214. Happy birthday to my Tolo bride, Amanda Mount. Happy birthday, Amanda. Getting a victory there. I'm sure hubby's got a nice birthday weekend planned for you, Miss Amanda.
Amanda Mount?
Amanda, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Mount.
Mount.
Celebrating together.
Uh-huh. 214 biggest dub Tolbert fixed my garage door today.
Hey!
That's Tolo Chastity Bell.
We've gotten some incredible stories of folks.
214 big dub for the Aledo High School boys winning state. Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP.
Nice.
How about that?
Congrats, Sherwood.
Yeah. Sherwood yeah. Lovetail.
Yeah, you hear Dawson talking about nice. Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP. Dawson, nice.
Oh, Sherwood nice. Lovetail.
I don't think I was listening at all.
Those are honest. Those are honest reads. Those are honest reads from me, by the way. Like that's a Ron Burgundy situation. I had no idea. Man. The Sherwood Tail. I mean, goodness gracious.
Just wasn't even thinking to be on the lookout for that.
No. I got my eye on you, Bob.
Happy birthday on Sunday, by the way. Make sure you give Bobby all the birthday love on Sunday.
Yeah. He cares about his birthday a lot.
He loves his birthday.
One of those weird adults that's just, like, obsessed with their birthday. It's like, what are you, 12?
Or a woman?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Real questionable time common. Management, if you ask me.
What'd you say?
Job. Real questionable time management.
Oh.
They mainly criticism. Yeah. You guys got three jobs. You're trying to book them for a podcast. You're like, can't do it. No time. I'm trolling G-Bag for the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP.
Sherwood Lovetail. Congrats, Sherwood.
Congrats, Sherwood. My God. Oh, my God.
Woo.
Okay.
Back.
All right. Where we at? I got one more. I probably got one more. No, do I? Yeah, let's leave it. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, is it our two-time champ looking for three? Little boy getting a shot. And that's what I'm talking about.
Get his blood drawn. Oh, my God, the fan text.
He gave a yeah, boy.
He's scared of needles. He's scared of needles. It's about him being scared of needles.
Wow. Thanks for the blessing, man. Yeah, totally lost on us. Charles Barkley on the Knicks. A parrot is back for the first time in 12 years in the G-Bag of the Day champion. You can vote for a parrot, man. Even though Lucius says he's not nominated. It would only be fitting, you know? Or a 251 Bobby Belt trolled the Chief once again. And that
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's going to be my vote, Eric. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, this Father's Day weekend, I sure would love Tail as well.
Okay. Lucius?
Shoot. Yeah, I'm going to go with Bobby. Crap, I don't want to do it like that.
Oh, crap. Well, give me, I'll take the little kid.
Yeah, you better vote for Bobby or he'll make a song about you, but it's by 3-1. Congrats to Bobby Bell. Trolling Us is once again your G-Bag of the Day champion. I think you could say 2025 has been the year of belt.
It's been the year of belt for sure.
And brought us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're running it up on the G-Bag of the Year nominees.
Yeah.
All righty, it's time to stay in the Pimp Cup as we broadcast live here from the Globe, Comerica Backyard, center field, suite level. Come on in, say hi. Got some G-Bag Nation Pure Gold, as always, decals while they last. And it's time now for LA Live. Here's Lucius.
All right, it's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares.
Fire up this phone.
Dance some everything.
Look out!
I don't know if you guys know this, but the Texas Rangers were the only MLB team that didn't have a Pride Night. Yeah. Which I think is ironic because a Ranger is based off a cowboy, and a cowboy is like the gayest outfit I've ever seen. You can disagree with me, Dallas. You guys, you're wearing heels and chaps. There's frills. You got a little boat. You ting, ting, ting. Everywhere you go, that's a flamboyant outfit. That's all I'm saying. You had one of the village people. That's all I'm saying. There's been one romantic movie about a gay male couple, and it was Cowboy. So.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, this is LA Live for Friday, June 13th. That is Friday the 13th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday, though, here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. I mean wild, folks. It was a wild week. And this weekend might speed things up a little bit, so keep your head on a swivel. Now, let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Because if you get arrested tonight, you probably won't see the judge until Monday. That's a whole damn weekend, okay? Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Speaking of drinking and driving, I got another little stand-up joke for you. Drinking and drive. Don't drink and drive, y'all.
I used to wait tables here in Texas. It's interesting waiting tables here because you can tell who is from Texas and who isn't. If I go up to a table and they are from Texas, I'll be like, hey, would you like another beer? And they will say yes. And if I go to a table and they are not from Texas, I'll be like, hey, would you like another beer? And they will say, no, I have to drive. And that is the difference.
He said that was a difference.
It's unbelievable. Took me some getting used to.
The one distinction.
Yeah. Does it have to be like an arm's length or something like that away from you? A drink can't be sitting right next to you in the car.
Shoot.
I don't know what it was. It was something about the drinking, having an open container in the car where I was like, man, that's probably not a good idea. But then cops jumped on the fan text. Was like, well, actually, you can have one, buddy.
I go right ahead.
You can have one.
What? Just not within arm's length.
God, the cops.
Must clearly be your passengers.
Amazing. Keep your emotions in check this weekend, please. The emotions is what get you to crash out. That's what happens. Yourself, start talking to yourself. Next thing you know, you're hyping yourself up and you done crashed out, okay? I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, don't break these Texas laws, okay? Did you know it is illegal to sell human organs in Texas?
Yeah. I didn't know.
It's legal elsewhere?
I don't know. But I know if you get in the bind, you know, some people might get in the bind, you might want to sell a kidney or something.
Yeah, there's been some black market organ sales.
There's black market out here, man. You might need a down payment on a house.
You could get extorted into that, though, couldn't you?
You can get extorted. You can get extorted. The tax man can be on your ass, and you might have to sell a piece of it to him. But you cannot sell your eyes, heart, kidneys, liver, lungs, skin, or any other tissue, okay? So that's out. But you can sell your blood or your hair.
Okay.
You can sell your blood and your hair. If you're heading to the town of LaForce, Texas, it's illegal to take more than three sips or swallows of a beer while standing. So if you're going to get blasted, please sit down. I don't want to see you get locked up.
No shotgunning. Yeah. They had a shotgunning breakout.
Is that what that is?
Probably. Yeah. They're fun police. They're probably cracking down on skateboarding the same year.
Okay.
All the skateboarding and shotgunning of beers. Kids are going crazy.
Okay. Just making sure, man. Trying to keep everybody on their toes. I don't want you breaking laws out here. If your neighbor is known for leaving a whole lot of meat on that bone, he just throws it away. Eating your neighbor's garbage is illegal, folks. It is illegal. You will get you go to jail for trespassing and property theft. So, just letting you know, man. And last one, if you're going to Denison or Bristol, Texas this weekend, it is illegal to show your stockings, Miss Lady. It is illegal to show your stockings. The penalty is up to a year in jail.
Wow.
Why, Kate? You're not wearing a bustle.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
I mean, I think below the knee should be all right, you know, in any city.
It's Texas, man. It's hot as hell.
Yeah. You're right?
Yeah. Put them up high as you want to.
I mean, she might just get out of a truck all of a sudden, you know, one of those high-sitting trucks all of a sudden.
Ow! Woohoo!
You know, things can happen.
It can
I don't
happen.
Think she should be incarcerated for that. Kidding me?
No. I seen something.
American dream right there.
Bro, I seen something on the timeline which kind of hurt me a little bit because it is sundress season. I seen girls saying that like they're being shamed for wearing sundresses now.
Oh,
what? Geez.
I mean, nothing sacred.
Don't
anymore.
Do that.
This is just unreal. This,
you know, speaking of that, I was going to mention that a few minutes ago. This is the first game of the year where it's getting hot and girls are dressing less.
And checking out the fellas and telling them who's best.
Yes, and I've seen a number. I've seen a number today, and it's inspiring. I would never shame a gal for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what summer's about, bro.
Damn right it is.
Yeah. Here's a weekend warning, folks.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Speaking of laws, Mr. Dawson.
Yeah.
Your man Dan Patrick was on Fox Live still pushing his reefer madness agenda.
There we go.
Yeah, he was still on there. Now, you guys are at the ballpark right now. Isn't the ballpark sponsored by a CBD company? Is that still there?
There was a sponsor.
Yes.
Let me see.
Yes, there is one outside I know of.
Yeah, it's like the whole little area. Yes.
The Kratom. Yeah, the CBD
Kratom.
Kratom.
That's it.
Yeah. Area. You can hang out and listen to music and
it's
stuff.
It's like by Texas, like right the Texas Live area.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Texas Live. Okay, you're right. Either way, they're making a whole lot of money. They're sponsoring our sports. They're part of our community. Dan Patrick's trying to push him out of here. Let's see. What does he got right there? This right here almost sounds like a sales pitch. He says this stuff that we're smoking is not, you know, not the stuff they smoked back in the day, the hippies.
Well, let me just put it this way, Josh. There are only 1,100 McDonald's in Texas, but in 3 years, they opened 8,000 to 9,000 smoke and vape shops all around Texas. And where? Near schools, within 1,000 to 2,000 feet of schools. And what are they selling? Josh, this is not the pot that people smoked during Woodstock in the 60s, as some of our testimony was. In fact, there was a big article yesterday nationally how this new pot is stronger than ever, 4, 5, 6, 7 times more.
Sounds like a sales pitch to me.
And it creates schizophrenia, paranoia. These packages that themselves, you showed one that said 16,000 milligrams. On the package, it says each gummy is 800 milligrams. Maybe you should only take a small bite.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've come into Texas, the cannabis industry, around this law created these new products, making it look like it's just candy, cotton candy right there, peach pie, blue raspberry ice, and they're selling it to kids, and they're hooking an entire generation, and people all over the country watching live now on Fox, Josh, should understand that this THC is poisoning their children and adults who are buying these products.
Poison. Man. That's a pretty rough indictment. Is that the guy? Now, is he going to vote on whether this thing goes through or not? No, that's Abbott, right?
That's Abbott, yeah. That's okay. Abbott.
Because if he was going to be voting, I can guarantee the way that thing's going to go.
Yes, that'll do.
It's tough. I was talking to our buddy Eric from CBD American Shaman, and he was not so sure, and he is tracking this thing closely.
Yeah.
And he feels like what you might have over the next period of time in between when that'll be on the governor's desk is maybe a period of negotiation. Like, because what this comes down to is, pay-to-play politics, right? Yeah. And if they're willing to pay enough, essentially, maybe they could get a seat at the table and buy favor, as everybody else has.
And so, I think there's a bunch of veterans groups that have come to try and advocate for the use of it as well, which is obviously going to
for PTSD. Help, yeah, 100%. Things.
Oh, that sweet, sweet, sweet Palmos, that drink that I love so much, that has the Delta 9 in it. Please don't get rid of it.
Those drinks are terrific, man. I salute to the manufacturers, because it'd be easy to just make a crappy soda and put the thing in there, but they've spent a lot of time on the recipe to make them their own thing, and that's why they've become so popular at your specs and all the different stores. Mm-hmm. So, obviously there's demand for it. There's a lot of small businesses, that have cropped up around this because of the demand, and I just don't know how we can be okay with the booze if we can't be okay with this.
I'm glad that you said small businesses right there, because he did mention that, because doesn't it seem like an attack on small businesses?
In absolutely a sense? Is. Yeah, absolutely. About 10,000.
No doubt.
Yeah. And a lot of employees.
A lot of employees. Farmers.
Maybe 50,000 employees. This is going to be tough. I think there's a pretty good case to be made for the other side that you don't want to be the person responsible for putting all these people out of business and out of jobs with the economy like this right now.
Yeah.
It's too uncertain.
Well, Dan Patrick said this is not an attack on small businesses. This is the big cannabis industry influencing these small businesses to do what they do.
A couple of misunderstandings. Number one, we're not impacting small business. This was not a case, Josh, of individual little business people, and there may have been some. I'm a small business owner myself. There may have been some, but the majority of these are controlled by behind the scenes of the cannabis industry.
Oh.
And so, number one, we're not putting small businesses out of business. We're putting an entire industry out, $8 billion, they said. So they came into Texas. They built all these stores at one time out. They leased all these shopping center spaces. They all look the same, basically. Again, there's some independent people in there, but the majority of these are run by various cannabis organizations, and they've taken over Texas, and they've made these THC smoke and vape shops basically nothing but a drug deal.
Oh! Yeah, heard. Yeah. A lot of drug deals happen at the grocery store, I guess, by that definition.
Man, this man is on his, he is campaigning. You hear me? He is campaigning. This is Reefer Madness in 2025. This is wild to me, but we'll keep up with that. Speaking of laws, people in Decatur, Georgia. Decatur was gravy. They're mourning right now. They just lost their underground food truck, which was a school bus renovated into a cooking truck. It's nice, really huge. Like those, so I don't know how it can be underground. It's so damn big. It's a full-size school bus. This little underground thing is called the Oyster Corner. So they're making seafood?
Ooh. Okay.
I'll pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
if it's fried.
Underground seafood truck, bro.
Where are you storing that?
Yeah. Putting it fresh every day.
I can't imagine how it got shut down.
Oysters will kill you, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Cops busted it for operating illegally. It only came out at night. Check this out. I like this little report, though.
I would go every day. I had, they got some macaroni and cheese baked with some type of meat in it, some seafood meat.
Wait a minute, some type of seafood meat, man. I don't know what it is.
Mystery meat.
Imitation crab.
I would go every day. I had, they got some macaroni and cheese baked with some type of meat in it, some seafood meat or something. Man, that stuff is the bomb.
People in this part of Decatur have become accustomed to seeing the food truck operating out of an old school bus.
They only came out at night, so I figured something went right.
Now I'm not going to go over there anymore until they get legal.
That means you to slide right here, Bernie. You come in and type in oysters.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to shoot you the video. I'm going to show you exactly where we're at.
Surprisingly, the business is still promoting pop-up locations on Instagram, even after being cited. The county is aware and is investigating.
It don't make me feel good, because that one thing about seafood and this heat, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's a great report, man.
It'll kill you.
Hold on.
It don't make me feel good, because that one thing about seafood and this heat, it'll kill you.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, it'll kill you. Yeah, that's a fact, Jack. He ain't lying, man. The oyster quarter. Underground. He's still like sending DMs and stuff out like that if you follow him, so you can meet up where they're at. A full-size school bus underground. This is crazy.
So do you go underground? Is it like, is it down there?
No, underground means off the radar.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Yeah, off the radar.
Man, how'd they get it underground? That sounds cool. Yeah. You like pull a hatch and go down in there and be like, hey, I want an oyster.
That's the magic school bus.
Oh, yeah, geez. We might need to ban that Delta 9, dog. We might need to get rid of it, bro. Hey, shout out to one of my little favorite food trucks out here, Passion Cafe. Shout out to you, Passion Cafe, to make some of the best burgers I've ever had in my entire life. The whole menu was great. Can't wait to find you, bro. He be moving around. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time, and they flashing the lights at me. I got to get out of here. Holla.
Is LA Live every night at 5:40 here at the G-Bag Nation. Happy Father's Day, sir. Have a great weekend. We have 30 minutes of sports to go, and then Rangers baseball coming up with the pregame at 6:30. We're going around the bases next, Will Chuck?
Let's do it. Bartolo Colon might need a new nickname, Boston's newest star. And who could the Rangers be looking at in the upcoming MLB draft? That's next in the Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.